into being and interpenetration. The meditation that I just suggested might also be called into being endlessly interwoven. That is, meditation on the manifestation of all phenomena as interdependent. This meditation can help free us from the concepts of unity, diversity, or one, all. This meditation can dissolve the concept of me. Because the concept of self is built on the opposition of unity and diversity. When we think of a speck of dust, a flower, or a human being, our thinking cannot break loose from the idea of unity, of one, of calculation. We see a line between one and many, between one and not one. In daily life, we need this just as a train needs a track. But if we truly realize the interdependent nature of the dust, the flower, and the human being, we see that unity cannot exist without diversity. Unity and diversity interpenetrate each other freely. Unity is diversity. This is the principle of interbeing and interpenetration of the Avatamsaka Sutra. Interbeing means this is that, and that is this. Interpenetration means this is in that, and that is in this. When we meditate deeply on interbeing and interpenetration, we see that the idea of one, many, is only a mental construct which we use to contain reality, much as we use a bucket to hold water. Once we have escaped the confinement of this construct, we are like a train breaking free of its rails to fly freely in space. Just as when we realize that we are standing on a spherical planet which is rotating around its own axis and around the sun, our concepts of above and below disintegrate. So when we realize the interdependent nature of all things, we are freed from the idea of one, many. The image of Indra's jeweled net is used in the Avatamsaka Sutra to illustrate the infinite varieties of interactions and intersections of all things. The net is woven of an infinite variety of brilliant gems, each with countless facets. Each gem reflects in itself every other gem in the net, and the image is reflected in each other gem. In this vision, each gem contains all the other gems. We can also use an example from geometry. Imagine a circle with its center point C. The circle is composed of all the points equidistant from C. The circle is there because all the points are there. If even one point is missing, the circle immediately disappears. It is like a house of cards. Remove one card and all the rest collapse. Each card depends on all the others. And without each one, there is no house. The presence of one point of the circle depends on the presence of all the other points. Here too, we see that one is all is one. Every point of the circle is of equal importance. Every card in the house of cards is of equal importance. Each is vital to the existence of the whole, and therefore to the existence of all the other parts. This is interdependence. To envision the interwoven nature of relationships, which illustrates the character of interbeing and interpenetration, we can picture a sphere which is composed of all the points on its surface and all the points within its volume. There are a great many points. Yet without each one of them, the sphere does not exist. Now let us imagine connecting each point with all the other points. First we connect point A to each of the other points. Then we connect point B with each of the others, including A, and so on until all the points are connected. As you can see, we have woven an extremely dense net intertwining all the points. The Avatamsaka Sutra says, "The Bodhisattva sees the interdependent nature of all things, sees in one Dharma all Dharmas, sees in all Dharmas one Dharma, sees the multiplicity in the one and the one in the multiplicity, sees the one in the immeasurable and the immeasurable in the one. Birth and existence of all Dharmas is of a changing nature and thus unreal, and cannot touch the enlightened ones." As I mentioned earlier, in contemporary physics there is a bootstrap idea, which is very close to the idea of interbeing and interpenetration. Bootstrap physics renounces the idea of basic elements of matter. The universe is a network of interdependent phenomena in which each phenomenon is formed by the coordination of all other phenomena. The universe is a dynamic fabric of interdependent events in which none is the fundamental entity. What we call particles are only mutual relationships among the particles themselves. Someone may ask, "Although I agree that each phenomenon depends on all other phenomena for its birth and existence, where does the all, the complete body, which includes all phenomena, come from?" Would you please give him an answer?